Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. If you're anything like me, you've probably had your fair share of relationships that, well, let's just say they weren't exactly sunshine and rainbows. We've all been there, right? That roller coaster ride of emotions, the constant drama, the feeling like you're walking on eggshells just to avoid an explosion. Let me ask you something, ever feel like you're constantly giving more than you're receiving? You know that feeling when someone drains your energy instead of filling your cup? Today, we're diving deep into the world of toxic relationships and how to break free from their grip. Trust me, this isn't just about romantic relationships. It can apply to friendships, family dynamics, even work situations. It's all about recognizing those patterns that hold us back and learning to prioritize our own well-being. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those tricky waters. First things first, understand what constitutes a toxic relationship. It's not just about yelling matches or blatant disrespect, although those are definitely red flags. Think about it this way: a healthy relationship should empower you, inspire growth, and bring joy into your life. A toxic one does the opposite. It leaves you feeling drained, depleted, and constantly on edge. Second, learn to set boundaries. Boundaries aren't walls, they're guidelines that protect your emotional space. This means being clear about what you will and won't tolerate, saying no when necessary, and communicating your needs assertively. It's like having a personal force field that deflects negativity. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. Third, recognize the power of self-awareness. Pay attention to how you feel in different situations. If you constantly find yourself apologizing for who you are, walking on eggshells around certain people, or feeling drained after interactions, those are signs that something might be off. Fourth, don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sharing your experiences and getting an outside perspective can be incredibly valuable. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Think of it like having your own personal cheer squad rooting for your success. And finally, practice self-compassion. It takes courage to break free from toxic relationships, so be kind to yourself throughout the process. It's not easy letting go, but trust me, it's worth it. Celebrate your strength and resilience, and remember that you deserve to be in relationships that uplift and empower you. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. I once had a friend who was constantly complaining about her boyfriend. It seemed like every conversation revolved around his negativity and how he treated her poorly. She was always apologizing for things she hadn't done, trying to please him even when it meant compromising her own happiness. One day, I finally sat her down and said, "Listen, you deserve so much better than this. You're a strong, amazing woman, and you don't need to settle for less." It was tough love, but she eventually realized that I was right. She took some space from him, focused on herself, and found the courage to move on. And let me tell you, the transformation was incredible. She blossomed. She started taking care of her own needs, pursuing her passions, and surrounding herself with positive people. It wasn't an easy journey, but it was ultimately worth every step. Remember, breaking free from toxic relationships is about reclaiming your power, prioritizing your well-being, and choosing to surround yourself with love and support. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking those steps today. I want to hear about your experiences, your insights, and any questions you have. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little push in the right direction, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep striving for that balance and embrace the power of emotional mastery.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.